But first, the Prime Minister has welcomed Labour delegates to the party's national conference in Sydney, after what she admits has been a tough year for the party. Julia Gillard urged delegates to modernise the ALP's platform and put jobs and economic growth at the centre of her agenda. Most of the contentious policy debates on same-sex marriage, uranium exports, party reform and immigration are expected to happen over the weekend. But today's session has seen passionate discussions about the mining tax and the federal budget. Delegates also paused to remember the young Norwegian Labour supporters who were killed in a massacre 4 months ago. From the ALP conference in Sydney, Naomi Woodley reports.
Julia Gillard set out her expectations for the weekend as she opened the 46th ALP National Conference.
We didn't come here for a coronation or a campaign launch. We came here for debates. We came here for surprises. We came here to have votes.
The Prime Minister acknowledged to the delegates gathering in Sydney that her self-described year of decision and delivery hadn't always been easy for Labor.
You were with us in the hard days of the last election campaign. You were with us in the hard days of government this year too. Labor generations past have claimed great achievements as their own. As 2011 ends, you can be proud of what you have done.
Julia Gillard says there's a lot to look forward to for the government and its supporters.
In 2012, we will cut taxes, lift family payments and lift the pension. In 2012, we will cut company tax, lift super and build infrastructure. In 2012, we will create tens of thousands of jobs.
The Prime Minister wants the conference to focus on the government's themes of jobs, fairness and growth. But protecting jobs was also the main motivating factor behind the first contested amendments put to the conference. The left faction convener, Doug Cameron, asked delegates to consider abandoning the government's pledge to return to surplus next financial year if doing so would put jobs at risk. He also wanted conference to call for a debate about introducing a financial transactions tax and to call for a review of the mining tax.
We've got the MRRT in and we're arguing that we should have a look at that in 12 months' time, make sure we're getting what we need to get from these billionaires and the big mining companies, and look at whether we need to make that tax wider.
In a vintage performance from the New South Wales Senator, he took firm aim at the mining industry.
You know, the Armani anarchists out there, you know, saying, don't tax us, we're too poor. And yet you went round behind the rally and the Rolls Royce, the BMWs and the Mercs were lined up to take them back to their mansions.
But the West Australian Labor leader, Eric Ripper, passionately rejected the amendments.
If you want to poison WA Labor for three elections, vote for this amendment.
And the suggestions were roundly rejected by members of the right, including the Treasurer Wayne Swan and his Assistant Minister Bill Shorten.
The mining industry does not want to give $11 billion to the Australian people, but we are making sure they do it. But it's the third quarter, we've done our deals. It is not always easy to just simply add terms on after the deals are done. Let's close the deal and get the mining tax up through the Senate.
Wayne Swan was emphatic about the prospects of a financial transactions tax.
A transaction tax is not coming in Europe. It's not coming in the United States. It would be nuts for us to put one on here when it's not happening anywhere else in the world.
The amendments were lost on the Voices and the left didn't press for a formal count. It's an indication that while the Prime Minister has asked for a robust debate on the floor of the conference, there's still plenty of backroom dealing going on. A lot of those negotiations are centering on same-sex marriage, which will come to a vote tomorrow. Supporters like the Finance Minister Penny Wong are confident they'll succeed in changing the party's policy.
It's a big day tomorrow for Labor. It's a day where we do have the opportunity as a party to reflect our values of equality in full. It's a day in which we can say we have taken the step that must be taken to ensure equality for all Australians, regardless of their sexual orientation, when it comes to marriage.
But the right faction is also increasingly confident that it will be able to deliver on the Prime Minister's wish for a conscience vote to also be enshrined in the party's platform, ensuring any parliamentary vote in the current parliament would be defeated. But there was a brief respite from the lobbying and number counting this afternoon when the conference paused to welcome three members of Norway's Young Labour Party. Scores of their number were killed in a massacre in July, and the Prime Minister presented a condolence book on behalf of their Australian colleagues.
Treasured souls were lost that day. We did not know them as friends the way you did, but we understood them as kindred spirits, what we call in our Australian Labor Party true believers.
The group's leader, Eskil Pedersen, thanked the delegates for their warm welcome.
Dear Labour, on the 22nd of July, one person showed us what hate can do. But since then, we, the rest of us, have showed that love always conquers.
Delegates gave the Norwegian representatives a standing ovation.
Naomi Woodley reporting from the ALP conference.